It's Mother's Day, a time to shower love and appreciation on dear old mom. 24 hours is not nearly enough to even begin to show just how much we care, but that comes later because it's time for the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much.
And what are you doing later to celebrate?
What am I doing later to celebrate? I am, of course, going to spend it with my daughter. And I'm hoping, she's very young, she's only 4.5 years old, that she will have a lovely drawing for mom. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, that's sweet.
All right, Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Warren Bergman of Brownsville, Wisconsin, and it was sort of my pre-Mother's Day challenge. I said, name a familiar medical procedure in 9 letters, and I said, you can rearrange these letters to name 2 people who might get this procedure, and the answer consists of informal names for these people. Who are they? And the answer is mammogram, which you can rearrange to make mom and grandma. We also accepted mama and gram, either way.
We got over 500 responses, and our winner is Wesley Hamlin from Newcastle, Delaware. Hi, and congratulations.
Hi, thank you. Thank you, Lulu and Will.
So how did you come up with the answer?
Well, the 9 letters, it came kind of quickly, mammogram, and then it didn't take long to figure out mom, and then from there, grandma.
All right, I understand you have a question for Will.
Oh, the question I had was, Will, I understand that you majored in enigmatology as an undergraduate.
Wow, I had no idea.
That's correct.
That's what I understand, and I wondered how he did that. How did you pull it off?
Well, I went to Indiana University. They have a program called the Individualized Major Program, where you can literally major in anything you want if you're accepted, and I devised a whole curriculum in puzzles. That's my life's dream.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That is great. All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle, Wesley?
I think so.
All right. Here we go.
All right, Wesley. Every answer today is the name of an airline. Name each one from its anagram. For example, if I said all, A-L-L plus E, in 2 words, you would say L-L.
Okay.
Here's number one. Lead, L-E-A-D, plus T, as in Thomas.
A-L-E-D, as in Thomas. Delta.
Delta is it. Number two is tuned, T-U-N-E-D, plus I.
Plus I.
It's been in the news a lot lately.
That's correct.
There was a very ugly incident with a man being dragged down the aisle.
That's right. I can't recall it off the top of my head. I'm still working on United.
United,
good
is
job.
It?
Yeah, there we go.
Santa, S-A-N-T-A, plus Q.
Qantas.
Qantas is it. Your next one is Carmine, C-A-R-M-I-N-E, plus A.
American.
That's it. For rent, F-O-R-R-E-N-T, plus I.
Frontier.
Oh, yeah. Steamer. S-T-E-A-M-E-R, plus I.
Plus I.
It's an airline you might take to fly to the Mideast.
It's one of the premier airlines of a small desert nation, actually group of nations,
mm-hmm.
run
mm-hmm.
by an emir.
Right.
Big hint there.
Yeah, it is a big hint. Emirates.
Good job.
Emirates, is it?
Emirates, yeah.
Here's your next one. Leaf rot, L-E-A-F-R-O-T, plus O.
Plus O.
It's a foreign airline.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a country that's been very much in the news. It is the national airline of a country beginning with an R.
That's correct. And the airline starts with A.
Yes, the airline starts with A.
Lulu, you are well traveled.
Yeah, you are.
This is actually my sweet spot.
I'm not pulling this one up right away.
Go ahead, Lulu.
Aeroflot.
Aeroflot is good for Russia.
Russian airline. Thank you.
Here's your last one. Half nuts. Half nuts. H-A-L-F-N-U-T-S plus A.
Plus A. Lufthansa.
Lufthansa, is it? Good job.
You did great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was really good. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Wesley, what member station do you listen to?
We're members of WHYY, Philadelphia.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing the puzzle, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in your life.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's the next challenge?
Yeah, it comes from listener Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. Take the brand name of a product that's usually consumed in the morning, drop the first two letters and read the remaining letters backward, and you'll get a word associated with the evening. What is the brand and what's the word? So again, a brand name of a product that's usually consumed in the morning, drop the first two letters, read the remaining letters backward, and you'll get a word associated with the evening. What's the brand and what word is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, May 18th at 3 p.m. Eastern. So include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.